Okay, today's daf is Yuma, Yerushalmi, daf Nun Zayin. The last daf here in Yuma, in the Oz V'Hadar, we are on the bottom of Nun Aleph Mabez, the last section of the Masechta, and we are talking about the Inyanim of Tshuva and Kapara. Maybe we'll end off, if we have time, to talk about the Shita of the Rambam a little more in depth. But says the Gemara, where we are up to, we spoke about the aspects of the Sira Azazel, and the four different mechanisms that help erasing the sin, and that is, of course, tshuva along with Yom Kippur, Yisurin, and Misa. Says the Gemara, where we are up to now. Ketzad hu mechaper. How is tshuva mechaper? When is tshuva mechaper? Rabbi Zeira Amar Kolshu. Rabbi Zeira says every moment, any moment of Yom Kippur is mechaper. The Karban Eda says miyad beknisa so. Right when Yom Kippur starts, miyad beknisa so, there's already a kapara in the air. Rabbi Chananya Amar besof. No, the end. The end of the Sof Hayom is mechaper. They say, Rav Soloveitchik says that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, used to look out at the Shkia on Yom Kippur afternoon as the sun went down, and he said, oh, this Shkia is different than all other Shkias of the year. The Shkia brings Slicha Mechila Kapara to Klal Yisrael. Ma Mafkami Ben Ehon. What's the Nafkamina between whether it's every, the first moment or the last moment? Mace, right? If the person dies on Yom Kippur, right, skipping the next word. I'll die to Derb Zeira Kfar Keeper. According to Derb Zeira, that's the person died after having achieved Kapara, because he dies during the day. I'll die to Derb Chananya, Lo Keeper. According to Derb Chananya, who the Kapara is only at the end of the day, so then Lo Keeper, he was not Zoche to this Kapara of Yom Kippur. He got the Kapara of Misa, but not the Shuvah of Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Amar, Derb Zeira, Masnisa, Masai Derb Chananya. The following Braisa is to support Derb Chananya that it is Basof. Why? Because the Braisa seems to say it beferish. Chomer b'seir mashen g'miyam ha-kippurim. There's a stringency, there's a greatness. The greatness to the seir, lazazel, more than what Yom Kippur has. And flip it. V'yam ha-kippurim mashen g'miyam b'seir. And there is a stringency and a yitaron that Yom Kippur has that the seir doesn't have. Shiyam ha-kippurim mechaber below seir. Yom Kippur can be mechaber even without the seir, without the goat. Right? Bizman hazeh. Right, we have Yom Kippur without the Seir. Or what if there's somebody who sins after the Seir is brought? That all of those, Yom Kippur is so mechaper without the Seir. V'asarein mechaper el Yom Kippurim, but the Seir knows Yom Kippur, and the Seir is only mechaper for limited in that way. So in that way, Yom Kippur is more inclusive. Chomer b'Seir, but the Seir has something, a yitar into it. Shaseir mechaper miyad. Because the seer is mechaper right away, immediately, right when you bring the seer, the kapara kicks in. Yom Kippur mechaper mishetechshach. Yom Kippur is only mechaper mishetechshach when it gets dark, so it seems to be beferish like Rabbi Chananya. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Chuna is tavis kumi Rabbi Yirmiya." So he asked Rabbi Chuna, asked Rabbi Yirmiya, "Isn't this a knockout punch for Rabbi Zeira? Right? It's not just a riot to Rabbi Chananya, which is a knockout punch for Rabbi Zeira. How would Rabbi Zeira understand this brisa?" The Amar Tiftar Shahaya Bedaita Lahavis are Asir Acher Velo Heviu. Yom Kippur, even according to Rabbi Zeira, Yom Kippur is Mechaper right away at the beginning, except unless you're planning to bring the Seir. If you're planning to bring the Seir on of Yom Kippur, the Seir Lashem, Seir Lazazel, so then it's not Mechaper until you bring the Seir. Right? There's an agreement. Even Rabbi Zeira agrees to that. If there is Avodah, if you know there's no see, you're going to be brought. It's bizman hazeh. There's no base hamikdash. That is mechaper at the beginning. But if you know you're going to bring a seir, so then it is mechaper only after you bring the seir. And what if they're planning to bring it? Then something happens. They don't bring it all the way. So then at the end, memela, then the kapara kicks in because the plan was to bring it the whole time. So the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Aryeh, says like a similar kind of mashal, and that is for the Karban Omer. Well, you know, the Mishnah tells us, Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser, one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Me'ikra did mida araisa. Let's say you don't have a base hamigdash. So when is the Omer mutter? When is the Chadash mutter? We know one is not allowed to eat from the new grain that has taken root since last year Pesach until you bring the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach. What if you're not going to bring the Karban HaOmer? What if Bizman HaZeh, there is no Karban? So really, the morning of the second day of Pesach, everything should be mutter. But Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said, Nehiri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we're going to get mixed up with the following year, so we say Yom HaNeif Kulo Aser. The day that we wave the Karban HaOmer is all Aser, but technically it's the morning. But the Gemara goes into, why do you have to wait the whole day? But it's clear that when we have a carbon omer, that the carbon is only the chadash is only mutter once you bring the carbon. But if you're not going to bring the carbon, then it's the morning. So it's the same kind of idea here. The kapara of Yom Kippur could kick in right away in the morning, according to Rav Zeira. But if you know you're going to bring a carbon, then we wait, and it doesn't kick in. And therefore, that's how Rav Zeira would understand the brisa. Says the Gemara, one more line, Rav Yossi Barbun, boy, Vena Kadosh Baruch Hu Roes Hanolad. What does that mean? The issue of kapara of Yom Kippur is Hashem's doing. Hashem knows what we're waiting to see what happens. Hashem knows what's going to happen. V'yachaper miyad. So the kapara should kick in right away. Hashem knows in the future whether this is going to be done or not. So if he sees in the future that it's not going to be brought, then a mela, the kapara should kick in at the beginning of the day. So the Gemara doesn't like that. Okimta, the Reb Zira had with the Braisa. Oh, well, we don't know. It's a hechi timsi where they were going to plan to bring the carbon and they didn't bring the carbon. So that is why it is pushed off. But Hashem knows. So Tzorachian, there's no answer given to that question. But it seems that the Reb Zeira is a knockdown. That's what Reb Chaim Kanevsky says. Ela karcha krebi chananya de la olam yam bekibur min amachaper ela pasofo. This line of the Yerushalmi, and there's a similar line elsewhere, I think in the Rosh Hashanah, is discussed by the Ar Sameach relating to the Rambam. The Rambam and the Raavad have a big discussion in Hilchos Tshuva, Perakei Halacha Hei, where the Rambam discusses this issue of Yediya and Bechira, because this line says, well, Hashem knows whether the Kohanim are going to do it or not, so they don't have Bechira. Hashem knows. Hashem's foreknowledge and our free choice. That is a major philosophical issue. If Hashem knows before him whether we're going to do it or not, so how could there be free choice? So the Rambam tackles that issue. The Raavad says that the Rambam brought up the issue and never answered it. So you shouldn't have even brought it up because it just brings smakus into people's minds. The Rambam must think that he did give an answer and did give an approach, what the Raavad doesn't like it. But let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perakei Halacha Hei of Hilchos Tshuva, Shema Tomar Balakodesh Baruch Hu Yodeya Kol Mashiyah V'Kodem Sheyiyah Yeda. Before Hashem knows everything, and he knows beforehand whether Shezei Yetzadik or Rasha or Lo Yada. Im yada shehu yetzadik, if Hashem knows that he's going to be a tzadik, e efshar shelo yetzadik. Vim tomar she yada she yetzadik, if he knows he's going to be a tzadik, the efshar she yerasha. If he knows he's going to be a tzadik and he has to be a tzadik, then there's no bechira. And if he knows he's going to be a tzadik and he has the possibility of not being a tzadik, then that's a problem with Hashem's foreknowledge. The efshar she yerasha, hari lo yada davar boyer. Da, says the Rambam. Shetsuba sheila zu arucha me'eretz mido rechavi minayam. The answer to this question is huge, wider and bigger than the sea. The kama ikaram gedolim baharam ramim tluyim bo. And there are great mountains that are tully on this. But listen to what I'm saying, says the Rambam. I already explained earlier that Hashem's knowledge is not like our knowledge. It's not like he has knowledge and he gets new knowledge and he can forget. It's not knowledge that's separate from him. That's part of Hashem Echad. Kibnei Adam Shein V'daitam Shnayim. Elohu Yis'ala Shmo V'daito Echad. Everything is one. Ve'in Daito Shal Adam Yecholo LaHasig Dover Ze Al Burio. We can't understand what does it mean? Hashem knowledge is different than ours. U'kishem Shein Koach Ba'adam LaHasig L'limso Amitas Abori. Just like you can't understand the essence of God. Shenemar Lo Yirani Ha'adam V'chai. So too, you can't understand the Das of Hashem. You can't understand Hashem or the Das of Hashem. So you're asking Akasha, how does Hashem know? His knowledge is, we use the same words to mean, say, Hashem is now, Hashem knows. But we don't know what that means. Any verb that applies to Hashem, we can't ask about. We can't fathom it. So we could say we don't understand, but we trust Hashem tells us that this is Bechir Chavshis. And Hashem knows. Both of those things are true, even though we don't know how they work together. And then the Rambam says, "Hu shanav yomer ki lo machshavo machshavosai machshavosechem v'lo derechechem derachai." V'kivan shekein, who, since that is true, that Hashem's knowledge is Him, ein banu koach leida hech yeda kadosh baruch hu kol abruim v'hamasim. We don't know how it works, foreknowledge and free choice. Avol neida below safik, but we know that it's true. Shemaisa adam biyata adam. We know man has free choice. V'ena kadosh baruch hu moshcho v'lo gozer lo vassos kach. Hashem doesn't pull him one way or the other. Or decree. And it's not only because we have a misora about this. But if you think about it, if you understand real wisdom, says the Rambam, you'll also figure it out. It's not religious or ethical. The Rambam seems to say it's logical. That's why we have the concept of schar va'onesh. Another idea might be that the Rambam is hinting to, and that is Hashem's knowledge is not like our knowledge. Hashem is outside the timeline. Right? We ask, how could Hashem know beforehand? There's no before or after for Hashem. Hashem is outside the timeline. It's like, somebody once gave a mashal, somebody is watching a video from something that happened yesterday. There's a game. Somebody shoots the ball. Can they get it in or not? Do they have free choice? I'm watching the game that happened yesterday. I know whether he got the shot in or not. Does he have free choice? Yes, he has free choice. I'm outside of the timeline, so I can know beforehand, because it's not really beforehand for me. I'm just on the side. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also, he's outside of time, so you can't even ask that question. So anyway, that's the Rambam. The Ravid here quotes the Rambam, and on the Rambam he says, Amar Avram lo nohag zeh hamachaber mina chachamim, she'ein adam maschil bedaver velo yeda lahashlimo. He shouldn't start something if he can't complete it. He has great questions. And he asks the kashas, then he goes back and says, it's Misora. He should have just not mentioned anything. So one moment, maybe it'll come, but he doesn't have to bring it up. And the Ravid tries to give his own idea. But that's the Rambam. And on this Rambam, the Or Sameach discusses our Yerushalmis with Yediyah and Bechira. Okay, let's continue. So let's get into some of the halachas of Tshuva. Shmuel Amar. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that Avera Shebin Adam Chavero is not Mechupar without being Meratze as Chavero. Ben Adam HaMakom is between me and Hashem. Ben Adam HaChaver is between me and my friend, and Yom Kippur is not going to work for that. We even mentioned in the last year, the sheet of the Rif in the Ein Yaakov, that if I'm not, if I don't do tshuva for Ben Adam HaChaver, even by Ben Adam HaMakom is held hostage, and Yom Kippur doesn't work. Okay. Shmuel Amar, Hahein Dachat Al Chavri, someone who sins against their friend, Tzorach Meimar Le Sarchis Halach. You have to say to him, I sinned against you. Right? This is the mock of her before Yom Kippur asking Mechila. Sarchas Alech, I have to say, I mentioned, there is a machlokas achronim, it's much discussed, the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Sol Salanter, and others. What if I spoke Lashon Hara about somebody? They don't know anything about it, and I feel really bad about it, and I did tshuva for it, but they don't know I did. Do I have to go over and say, no, I said really something terrible about you, but I apologize, and it's going to make things worse. So is that still my chiyuv? What do I say? No. The whole point of tshuva, Ben Adam HaChaver, is to bring people together. And if they don't know about it, then it wasn't mazik them at all, then don't. That's what Rav Achronim assume. That it's, one shouldn't say it in that case where it would make things worse. So, Zorach Lameh Malay Sarchas Alech, I sinned against you. Vin Kible HaTavis, if he accepts it, great. Vim Lo, and if not, so the Bavli has three times, this idea of three times. The Yerushalmi does not. The Yerushalmi just says Vilo, Maisi B'nei Nash, you bring people. Umefayis Lekomeon, you bring people and you're mefayes, you ask forgiveness again in front of them, and hopefully then he will accept. Hadu dechsiv, this is what's alluded to in the pasuk in Iov, yashor al anashim, so we darshim from the word yashor, ya'aseh shura shal anashim, you make a row of people, vayomer chatasi, v'yashar hevesi, I sinned, I made crooked what was straight, v'lo shavali, and it was not worth it to me. So that's the pasuk. If he did that, then all of us of Omer, Pada Mishala, Pada Nafsho Mi Aver, where is this? May Avor Bishachas, Vechayaso Baor Tireth. Also the pasuk in Eof, I redeem my soul. Pada Nafsho Me Avor Bishachas. I redeem my soul. The Pnei Moshe quotes here from the Baba Kama, this is all if it's not Motzi Shemra. If it's Motzi Shemra, then that has different rules. And it's more chomer, like the also chil Hashem we mentioned in the last year. It's also something that is not in the Yerushalmi, but it's in the Bavli as well. The category of chil Hashem. Miss, what if somebody has already died? Sorach mefayste al kivrei. So then you have to go to his kever umemer sarach hazalach and say the same nusach after he died, which kind of shows that asking forgiveness is not just a bein adam La Chavero kind of thing. Because if the person dies, he's not going to feel better if you do that. Not going to feel better if you do that. But if it's a din of, it's the one who has to ask forgiveness It's his element too. It's a chovas hagavra to do tshuva, even on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Rav Asher Weiss develops this idea that even the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro ritzui, the ritzui could be focused, and there are rayas to this, be focused on the meratzeh, not on the nisratzeh. And then one example of this is after he died. After he died, he doesn't feel, no, it's not that he's going to feel better, but it's still a din of ritzui for the gavra. That's part of the tshuva process that he has to do tshuva. And the Shulchan Aruch discusses says this also in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Tuf Reish Vav. Tuf Reish Vav, the name of that chapter, of that siman is Sheyefayis Adam Chaveiro Be'erev Yom Kippur. That's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes that idea of three times. That's it. Just the three times. That is all. Vimhotzi shemra, so eino tzorach limcholo. Wow. If he's motzi shemra on him, there's no chiyuv of forgiving. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Imeis asher chatalo, maybe yud b'nei adam u'ma'abidim al-kivir v'omer chatasi l'kei Yisrael. A few months ago, I was at a levaya in the Beis HaKvaris, and as I was walking at a levaya, some guy says, "Can you just come here, please?" He gets a bunch of us to come. It looked like he had just flown in on a plane, and he brings us to some kever, and he doesn't specify. He says vidui. He says vidui there, ashamnu chatanu chatasi, and I apologize, and that was it. And then he went to the minyan, and I guess he must have done something. Okay. We continue. Tani, Averish and Isvada, Lambi Yom Kippur, Shavar, Averis, that I was did Vidui on one Yom Kippur. A, no Torahless Vadas, Lambi Yom Kippur, Mabba. I don't have to Vidui for them on the next Yom Kippur. I did Vidui on Yom Kippur. Assuming that I didn't redo the Averis, I do not have to do Vidui again on the next one. Vimas, again, if I did do Vidui on the previous year's Averis that I already did Vidui on, I'll have a cause of Omer. That's bad, the Gemara says. That's the Pasuk in Mishle. Kekelev shav al keo, like the dog who goes back on his vomit. Ksil shone bi'ivalto, the fool that repeats in his foolishness. Meaning you shouldn't. What's so terrible? What's so terrible about, saying vidui twice? So the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah writes two ideas. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shara Dalid. Ube midrashim is hira ma'od, shalo yachzer v'yizvada alem b'yom ha'kibur macher. Right, the Midrashim say, you be very careful not to. The his hero alzeh mishnei panim, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ha'echad, one reason is, ki humara atzmo miktani bitachon. If you do it again, you're saying that you didn't trust the first time. You don't think Hashem wiped it out the first time, if you did a real vidui? U'ki'ilu einenu boteach al gedulas v'slichas Hashem Yisbarach. It's as if you don't trust, you're not boteach in the greatness of Hashem's slicha. Shu nosi ovon v'over al-pesha. So number one, it's a reflection that you don't really trust Hashem, that he really wiped it away. The Asheni, and number two, if you're just focusing on the previous years, maybe that reflects you don't really focus on this year's. Ki im eino maskir zulasi ho avonos hakodmim, yidameh ki ein da'agaso zulasi al harishonos. V'chi lo chata me'acharechein, v'yim kein yidmeh ki einenu chofesh. If you're just focusing on so long ago only, so then maybe that's a reflection that you don't think you did anything else wrong, right? You've just been going up. Because people who focus and run to do tshuva constantly, they're focusing on last year's, but I have plenty this year. And that's Rabbeinu Yonah. So either, number one, it reflects that it's a lack of bitachon. Maybe you don't trust the tshuva that took place. And number two, maybe it's a reflection that you're not thinking about this year's averus. It's just the previous year's averus. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. He is very strong, like this shita. But there's machlokas about it. Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hareza Zaras Viniskar. The other day, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing to go over last year's averus. Right, says the Karban Eidah, Shekal Pam Sheshav, every time he does tshuva and he does the vidui, Nechshav Alav LaMitzvah Bifnei Atzma. It's like another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of vidui, mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, if you do it again. Good. Says the Gemara, what are the sources? My time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, who says this last shita of Zoras V'Niskar? Because the Pasuk says, V'chatasi Negdi Tamid. David Melech says, my sin is always in front of me. Always, meaning even if I did vidui for it last year, it's still in front of me. Mama Kayim Rebbe Eliezer, time of Rabbanan. So what if Rebbe Eliezer, who says you should not repeat? So what does he do with the pasuk that Rabbanan brought? Kekel sheshav al kiyo ksil shonevi ivato. What did he do with that pasuk? Bishone bosa aveira. No, that doesn't mean that you're repeating the vidui. It means if you did the same aveira again. If you did vidui on the aveira previously, and now you do the same aveira again, that's the dog. That's shav al kiyo. That's terrible. You did the aveira again. You just did vidui on the last year. You did the same aveira again. That's what the pasuk is referring to. So that's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Again, his source is v'chatasi negdi tamid. What did he do with Rabbanan Shita? It's referring to repeating the aveira. My mekayim and Rabbanan. So what's the Shita of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say that you don't repeat based on kekel of shav. What does he do? What do they do with Rebbe Eliezer's makar? My mekayim and Rabbanan tamid Rebbe Eliezer v'chatasi negdi tamid. What do they do with that pasuk? Shelo yu be'enav ki'ilu lo asan. Because it should be, if I did tshuva for an aveira, I shouldn't say vidui again on it, but I shouldn't think that I never sinned. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem could view it and hopefully does view it as if we never sinned. But mitzidi, I have to view it as if I sinned and I did tshuva. Because if I don't think I ever sinned, Hashem could wipe out the past. I can't wipe out the past. Right? And that's the yesod here. And so Hashem could wipe out the past. I still have to think about it. I can think that Hashem is going to wipe out the past, but I didn't wipe out the past, and that's what they do with the pasuk of a chatasi negdi tamid. Not that you should do vidui again, they should always think about it. What do we paskin here? So that's a machlokas. Seems to be a machlokas we've shown him. We saw the Rabbeinu Yonah, his very, seems to be very strong, not to repeat. The tour, here in Tafresh Zion, Vavono Shez Vadalem Yomakibrim Sha'avar, Velo Shana Lem, and he did not repeat them. Kasava Ritz Geus. She'ain l'hisvados aleihem. You should not do vidui on them again, says the Ritz Geus. Ela im ganav o gazal v'hisvada aleihem b'shana she'avar, yomar b'makom ganavti ga'alti b'darki, shudera klal, v'chein b'chol ha'pradim yishl shanas b'ni yizek she'yistarif, v'hani mili v'chulu when you write yourself. Anyway, that's where the Ritz Geus. The tour continues. V'adoni avia rashzal kasav, she'yachol l'hisvados aleihem. Av'al b'yishl shana b'hem, u'b'chasimas ha'vidui kasav rav amram. He quotes different girsos then. But machlokas we've shown him. The Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like, and the Rambam says you should do it. Rambam says you should repeat it. Nechal Shuvah in Beis Ches, the Rambam says that it should be repeated. Right? The Rambam says there is halacha Ches. Havidui shenadol kol Yisrael aval anachnu chatanu hu ikar vidui. Aver sheiz vadalem yom kibram zeh, chozem es vadalem yom kibram acher. Avavishu omid b'tshuvaso shenemar kifishai ani eda v'chatasi negdi tamid. So the Rambam sees the paskin that way, and that's the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. Mitzvah avidui, the mitzvah of vidui. Vidui is a mitzvah. The mitzvah of vidui erev yom kippur emchashecha. When does the vidui of yom kippur start? Erev yom kippur, as it's getting dark. Ad shalom nishtakem achol mishteh, before he gets sunk into food. We know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat that day. So people are going to eat a lot. But before they eat their big suit of mafsekes, that's when we do vidui. The Bavli also mentions this. Maybe it's because the satan wants to get us and somebody might choke right before the meal. So therefore we have to do vidui. We do vidui by mincha gedola, right? All the shuls daven mincha gedola on Erev Yom Kippur, and we say the alchetz, right? It's a kiyum of this line, right? Erev Yom Kippur im chashecha. There's a chai, the chai adam here says the aura of Yom Kippur is already upon us. Right, and therefore the vidui, it's still a vidui of Yom Kippur, right? You don't shake a lulav before Sukkot, right? You don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. You do vidui before Yom Kippur out of Yom Kippur, not just the vidui of every day. That's Erev Yom Kippur Mechashecha, right? There's a special din of vidui and tshuva on Yom Kippur. Getting back to the Rambam, says in Halacha Vav there, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, previous Halacha, Af al pi shatshuva v'tzaka yafa la'olam, even though tshuva and tzaka are great always. Basar Yom Shvi Yom Rosh Hashanah Kippurim Hu Yafa Biyoser. The Saras Yimei Tshuva. Tshuva is amazing. Umis Kabela Simiyad, and it's Mekubal right away. Shneamar Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzo. Seek out Hashem when He is found. That's talking about these days. And then the Rambam says Yom Kippurim Huzman Tshuva Lakol La Yachid VeLaRabin VeHu Kates Mechila VeSlicha LiYisrael. Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, and it's the ultimate day of forgiveness. Lefichach, says the Rambam. Therefore, because this opportunity exists, chayavim akol lasos tshuva lezvados b'yom kippur. It's chiyuv to do tshuva and to do vidui on Yom Kippur. So keep that lashon in mind for a little bit later. Umitzvah zidi yom kippurim sheyaskel me'arav yontav kodem sheyochal shema yechanek besu'uda, as we just said, kodem sheyizvada. The mitzvah of vidui of Yom Kippur starts before Yom Kippur. But again, it's one of the only, if not the only, what other mitzvahs hayom starts before the yontav? You could ever do it. Right? There's no other mitzvah da'araisa, mitzvah hayom. Vidui of Yom Kippur could start before Yom Kippur. The Avabi, and then even though we did that already, we have to do vidui over and over and over again, as we will see. But that's Yom Kippur, special din. Your Rabbi Yona also counts a separate mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't count that as a separate one of the 613, but he says here, Chayovim hakol asos shuvah lezvados b'yom ha-kippur. Important lashon of the Rambam. Getting back to the Gemara. Avabi shen zvada ba'arvis, even though I did vidui at night by my rib, zorach lezvados b'shachros. Avabi shen zvada b'shachros, zorach lezvados b'musaf. Every amida, every tefillah of Yom Kippur gets a vidui, shekala yom kashal vidui. Because the whole day is kashal vidui, as we saw before. The Yom Kippur is b'chaper basof, and therefore we have to make sure that we're doing vidui the whole day until the end. Ketur mitzvada, so what is vidui? So the Rambam took this and other sources to explain that there's three parts. Mentioning what the chet is, feeling bad about it, and acceptance on the future. Kedron mizvader, brachya b'shem Rabbi Ba Bar Bina. Riboni, chatasi umoras isi. I sinned. I did bad. Ubedas mara haisi omed. Right? And das mara, right? The carbonator goes through each of these phrases, what they mean. The first one was a shogeg, chatasi. Now, ubedas ra haisi omed, in an evil das, that's mazid. Ubederach rechoka itim halich, far away. That's merit. That's not just mazid, but that's rebel. Ukashem sha'asisi eini oseh. And what I did already, I accept not to do it again. There's Kabbalah al-Asid. Yiratzom al-Fanecha Hashem al-Okai shetachaper li. Please, forgive and wipe away. L'chaper is to wipe away, to cover. Al-Kol p'sha'ai v'simcho li akol avonosai v'sislach li akol chatusai. So that's the vidui, the different parts of the vidui. I'm not going to do it again. Even though, like the Rambam's Lashon is even though that we know we're going to do it again, probably. But Hashem is Yodea Talumos. He knows what we want at that moment. Even if we're going to stumble again because we're human, but He knows what we want at that moment, and that is a vidui. Tani, Tzarech Lifrodes, Masav, Dev Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh says you have to explicate, right? Tzarech Lifrot, es Masav, right? And that's what we do. We do it all the Alchets, all the Alchets. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Lifrodes, Masav. Rabbi Akiva says, no, general, you don't have to be Mefari. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you have to be mefarid? What's his source? Right? My time is always, what's the source in Yerushalmi? Ana chata amazeh chata gedola. When Moshe Rabbeinu says by the egel, the sin, that these people did a great sin, v'yasulam egel Elohe Zav. And he mentions it explicitly. So you see, I guess you have to mention it beferish. Ma'avala Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with that makar? That seems like beferish. No. He understands it like this, and we have a chazal like this in the Bavli too. And Moshe is saying really to Hashem, Mi garam lahem. Who caused them to sin? Ani. Ani is a euphemism for ata. I. It's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You had a hand in their sin. Sheher beisi lahem tokez v'zav. You gave them a ton of silver and gold. Right? They're not used to this. They're avadim. They just got out of jail. They're swimming in money. Right? It's like those very young people that, whether they're actors or whether they're sports figures, they get a ton of money. All of a sudden, their life is ruined because they don't know how to handle it. So Hashem, you gave them all this stuff. Lama, right? What is it compared to? Or why? Shein chamar no ekel mitok kfifa shel charuven. When you give a donkey a crazy amount of caribs, it starts going wild and crazy and jumping, and that's what Klal Yisrael did. So Moshe was defending Klal Yisrael with this pasuk, right? Not to be mafarit the chay, because Rabbi Akiva says you don't need it, but to be able to do what he could to defend Am Yisrael. Ksiv. The pasuk says, this is a repeat, just to end the Masechta with the words of Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is our mikveh. We mentioned the Tosas Yantav in the last year. We do take the first step. Sometimes Hashem takes the first step. By the mikveh, we take the first step because we jump into the mikveh. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem v'gomer. Ma, mikveh mataris atameyim. Afa kadosh baruch mataris Yisrael. V'cheinu omer. V'zarakti aleichem mahim tohorim. I will sprinkle upon you. And this is what the Tosas Yantav said. Hashem takes the first step. Utahartem mikotum osechem. Umikol gilulechem atahir eschem. So that's the opposite. So it's interesting. The Mishnah has the flip. The Mishnah has first Vizarakti and then Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Our Gemara ends off with the opposite. Maybe there's a message there again based on that Tosfos Yontif. Remember the Rambam, again, we don't have time to go through it all, but the Rambam that says, again, much discussion, the Rambam seems to say that there's no mitzvah, even though here by Yom Kippur he says, chayiv to do tshuva, but at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, This is the mysterious Rambam where he says, when one does tshuva, chayav lezvados. Many of the Minchas Tanach wonders, what do you mean? There's no mitzvah of tshuva for the Rambam? So the Pashup Shad is that there is a mitzvah of tshuva for the Rambam. And he's talking about the details of what tshuva is. When you're doing the mitzvah of tshuva, of course you have a chiyav to do the mitzvah of tshuva. But when you're doing it, you have to do vidui. Like he says in the Koteret. In the Koteret on the topic, he says, chayav lezvados. So Pashup Shad is that the Rambam says it's a chiyav. But there are suggestions given. The Meshech Chachma says, in Sefer Dvarim towards the end, in Nitzavim by Yelech, that you need a mitzvah of tshuva to stop doing the Avera. The same Avera that said you can't do it the first time tells you you can't do it the second time, you can't do it the third time. Chilul Shabbos. You have to do tshuva for Chilul Shabbos? Stop doing the Avera. Every Avera has in it, built in, the chiyuv to do tshuva. Vidui is what's extra. Vidui is what's extra. That is not something, natural. So that's one, the Meshech Chachma. And there are other, Minchas Chinuch says maybe it's Iker is Belave. The Mishnas Yavid says, well, there's a promise that we're all going to do tshuva. And if at some point we're going to all have to do tshuva, it relates to what we said before, and Hashem is going to force us to do tshuva, then we're not going to have Bechira Chavshas at that point. And to be a mitzvah, it has to be a mitzvah for eternity. So if there's going to be a time when we're going to be forced to do tshuva, it says the Reb Zolti, so then it can't be a mitzvah, it's not for eternity. Okay, different suggestions given, but either way, tshuva vidui is a crucial part of our lives. We should all be zocha to be able to fulfill tshuva, not have the need for tshuva, but none of us are perfect, so we should be able to fulfill tshuva as much as we can. And Baruch Hashem, we're able to finish another mesechta together. Hadra l'perach yom ha-kipurim, v'sekula mesechas yoma, barachmei shemayim.